All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Habbo and Frank. We have Dr. Bobby Call in studio with us. Chris Sill just arrived. Dr. Mike Mariscalco, if you're listening, give us a call at 345-0910, and we'll get you on and talk some of the injuries that the Hoos are looking at. But in the meantime, we're going to go to Frank Maloney with the LeClaire Ryan play of the game.
Well, to me, it was pretty clear. Over the weekend, Julia El Baba won the national indoor title. UVA women's tennis player. I believe she's second year.
Third year.
And she was seeded sixth. And she had to beat higher seeded players to even get into the semis and finals. And she defeated Megan Manase of California, 6-2, 7-5. At the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. This is a big victory because coupled with last year's victory by Danielle Collins, who won the NCAA's women's singles. Right now, two Wahoo women own the two biggest titles for amateur women in the country.
Which should signal good news for Virginia's women's tennis this year.
Well, they had a great year last year. Right. So now the trick is, can they get past the NCAA quarters? So they want to get to the semis or better this coming year. So a lot to be excited about. I know Brian Boland must be proud because obviously the men have been so good for so long.
One other thing just to mention, don't forget, second half hour tonight we'll have Big Ted Jeffries join us to talk a little hoop as we prepare for the season opener at Harrisonburg against JMU.
Pretty unbelievable. I'll be there.
Mr. Maloney going over for the contest.
I have media credentials. Can't wait to go up there and see my daughter, who's second year at JMU, but also to watch the Wahoo basketball team. So I'll be in seventh heaven. So, quickly, let's congratulate Mark Foss Brown and the Foss home team for joining tonight's broadcast. They're a new sponsor. Mark was a sponsor a couple years ago. Glad to have him back. And I think Bobby Call gets a bounce pass assist on this one. So that's a point for Bobby over here on my right. I think he grabbed Mark and hot boxed him in the corner and twisted his arm.
The downside is bounce passes don't count in football.
Tip drill, baby. Tip drill.
Tip drill. Tip drill is opposed to bounce.
Habbo, I'm trying to use basketball vernacular to keep you focused. Come on.
Oh, I see.
Come on. All right, let's talk football. All right, Virginia has 2 weeks to get ready for a huge home game, and if there's any of the fans and major donors and supporters that would like to see Coach London and the staff remain intact, I'd say a good starting point would be to beat Miami in 2 weeks at home. It's a big game. They have not, by the way, the ACC has not announced the start time for that game yet, and apparently ESPN exercised the 6-day hold. God, I hate that. That's like, it's like, you know, how can you plan anything? But huge game. Bobby, I'll let you start. Just your thoughts on Virginia's mindset, tough road loss, tough loss a couple weeks ago to Carolina, terrible loss down in Atlanta. How do these guys shake off this terrible streak and come out and play a great game at home?
Well, you know, maybe one of the most important things is we have beaten Miami before. And it really doesn't matter. If you've beat them before, you come in with some confidence. And I think that'll go a long way towards achieving a victory here in 2 weeks. So I think that's the most important thing. And then having good practice sessions and doing what you've got to do to be ready.
So, well, I think a big factor is Miami plays Florida State this weekend. I think that is an ABC game at 8 o'clock. If Miami were to win, that keeps them in contention for the Coastal Division Championship because they beat Duke. As a matter of fact, that's Duke's only loss. So if Miami and Duke were to finish tied, Miami gets the edge because of that head-on-head competition. So technically, Miami only a game behind.
By the way, Miami has a 31-27 record against the Seminoles in the series. So where is this game being played? Oh,
down in
at
Coral,
Miami.
Coral Gables. Well,
oh,
not Coral Gables. Where
I expect
the,
some home cooking and a raucous crowd down there, don't you think?
And plus, Florida State's been, they've been slow starters. They don't have great first halves, and they need to come back in the second half to win. So
well,
it could
be interesting
because,
you know, when you watch a Miami game down there and they play in the Dolphin Stadium, it's normally about half empty. But maybe against Florida State, they'll fill it up.
Oh, I have a feeling that'll be a big crowd. This is the first really, really big game that Miami has hosted in a long time. I mean,
well, the funny thing is, I've said many times, 10 years ago, whenever the ACC expanded to include Virginia Tech, Miami, and Syracuse, that was done to create a Miami versus Florida State ACC championship game. It hasn't happened yet, so maybe this will be the year. But we basically sacrificed basketball to get Miami and Florida State to play in an ACC title game, and we haven't had it happen.
You know, getting back to what do we have to do to prepare, you know, we've got really star athletes, and they're going to be ready. You know, they don't want to lose. So, you know, that's one of the problems this year. You know, Frank, you said early on this season that we had a tough schedule, and we have done better. We just haven't won, and that makes everybody disappointed, thinking that we could have won, we should have won. But, you know, we were in every football game this year. And that's what is so disappointing, that we haven't come away with,
you know,
as many victories.
You know, the other thing is, I think this group of players really likes Coach London. And I think they really are working hard, and they would like to do everything they can to preserve him as the head coach at UVA.
I think you're right, Hobbo. He's done a great job for the school. He's gotten great players, and they've taken care of themselves.
Behave themselves,
exactly.
You know, on the grounds. They've been working hard in the classroom, but they got to play better.
You got to win.
All right, real quickly, Chris Sills is going to let our listeners know how they can follow the show.
Hey, guys, just a reminder, if you have any questions or comments for the show, for the people here, or for Big Ted Jeffries coming up, we're streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. Go ahead and shoot us an email, whostalking@sportsradio910.com, or call in. It's 345-0910. And a reminder, all shows are archived on thesaber.com.
Very good. All right. We're going to go to break here in about a minute. Let's talk about the ACC real quickly. It's interesting. Florida State has now won 25 consecutive games. And, you know, you just can't dismiss that for any other odd reason. They've got a football team, and they've got guts. And they keep finding ways to win. That Louisville game is a great example.
Well, Florida State-Miami is the headline game, but Clemson at Georgia Tech is kind of an interesting game, too, because Georgia Tech playing really well, and Clemson's got a lot of talent. So big game, and that game is in Atlanta, 12 o'clock on Saturday on ESPN.
Well, for Clemson, a loss would be devastating. That basically would take them out of it, because you can't see Florida State losing twice. They may lose one.
Florida State has the head-on-head tiebreaker too, so really they would pretty much be out of it if they lose to Georgia Tech.
All right, we're going to go to break now. When we come back on the other side, Big Ted Jeffries, we'll talk a little basketball because it's here, it's right on top of us, and we'll also talk about the injury situation. Hopefully Dr. Mike Mariscalco will call in after the break. All right, listen, you guys stay with us. This is Who's Talking.